ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Vav Amin Aleph. Gemara brings down that the klala of Achia Shiloini was Yesetai from the bracha of Bilam. The reason is Meduyik in the pasuk that Chazal dashes it from. It says, "Nemanim pitzoi oyev minetaris neshika shayne." Now it's better to get a hit from someone who loves you than to get a kiss from someone who hates you. As you see over here, that Achia loved Klal Yisrael, as even when he gives them a klala, but at the end, it's going to come out l'toiva because he's doing it out of love. And Taisus and Tainus is Moisif, that even the klala is l'toiva. The reason why he's giving them a klala is l'toiva, that they should shtayg, they should grow, they should improve what they have to. Faked Bilam, who's a son of Yisrael, as even when he's muchruch to give a bracha, but at the end, it was chazal l'klala because he's a rasha. Does what he has to do, but as soon as it doesn't have to be, it's going to be mishapich back. As what was the difference between the bracha and klala? By Achia, he gave them a klala that they should be kekana. And Bilam gave them a bracha they should be ke'erez. As it's a bracha, and erez is very strong. It's very hard to knock down, like the Gemara says. And even if you have a lot of ruchos, which the Marsha says is keneged the malchios, but the eres still stands strong. But if there is someone that's strong, a ruach which is stronger than the eres, which the Marsha says is keneged edoim, as then when you knock the eres down, it doesn't get up again. Mashain came. Mash'ein kein akana, the kana, every ruach that comes, the kana bends over. But as soon as the ruach goes away, the kana comes back. As the Gemara says, it's a limud to us too, that we should be kikana. I know it's a limud gadol. There's some people, when things don't go the way they want, as they try, they're like an erez, they're stark. But if they get knocked down, and they can't pick themselves up and do something again. A person has to be able to be rach kekona. He has to be like a kona. And if once in a while he gets pushed down, he picks himself back up again. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik knows that even if he's neifel, he picks himself up again. Gemara and Tainus and Zion adds on the sugi over here that there's another milo of a kana over neres. It says that Rulaza ben Shimon, one time he learned Tayr Harbe Vayadaita Gasa love. He's mamish misgah that he knows so much Tayra. And he raw Adam Mechuyer b'yaiser. He saw a person that was really ugly. As he said to him, Kama Mechuyer Adam Zet, you are so ugly. Was the first the person told him, as you should go complain to Hashem that made me. Afterwards, when they were nichnas to the year, as everyone came to be makabel panim to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, the big Talmud Chacham, and this person said to all of them, why are you being mechabed him? You know, this person lacks derech eretz. You know, he called me so ugly because I'm ugly. As Rav Elazar ben Shimon realized that he did something wrong, and he was mevakish mechila from him, as the Gemara says, that you learn from this, the person should not be like a erez, ela kikane. As you see over here, that erez is miskah, it's a tall tree, it's miskah, how big it is. And that's what Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Metzora says, that the tiras of Metzora is, you take an erez, because a Metzora, why does he speak Lashon Hara on people? Because he's a Bal Gaiva, he wants to put everyone down. He wants to show he's the best, because he has to put everyone down. And that's why you take an erez, to teach a person that he has to do tshuva, v'tzarech li'es rach kikone, v'loy l'skoes al acherim. V'nireh, once we have the Gemara in Tainis, you can be masked by the Gemara over here also. Gemara says when a person's like Erez, he doesn't pick himself up when he falls. Why? Because somebody who's Niska and he thinks, wow, it's all my Hatzlacha, he puts all his Keiches in. So when something knocks him over, he said, listen, I tried my best, it didn't work. So why should I pick myself up again? I tried the best I could do. So that's an Erez, somebody who has Gaiva who thinks it's his Hatzlacha. When someone's kikane, as he realizes that Hashem could help him. Even if you fall, mitzad your koiches, but Hashem could give you koiches and lift you back up again. As a mela, that's why a person has to be rach kikane, he has to be an anav. A person who's an anav realizes that even if in his own koiches he can't do something, but if Hashem helps him, he could accomplish. That's the reason why the Gemara says you write a Sefer Torah with a kone, and not with an Erez. Like the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Tayin, Shein Divrei Torah Niskayim El Misha Daitoi Shvelo. The Gemara then continues, and it says that there were Gimel people, Ba'atis Paroi, Bilam, Yisroi, and Eiv. As Bilam that gave a Eitzah to kill Klal Yisrael, he told Paro he should kill them. As Mida Kenegan Mida, the Besaifi was Nereg Al Yidei Yisrael. Yisroi, he was Barach. Why? Because he didn't want to be part of a Gzeres HaMelech to do bad to someone. He didn't want to have a part in such a Gzeres HaMelech. As he was Zeicha, that Pnei Bonov should be Yeshev V'Sanhedrin. What's Sanhedrin? The Koyveh, the Gzeres HaMelech, the Dvar Hashem, who's the Melech HaOlam. As because he ran away from the Melech Paroi, as he was Zeich, that his children should be Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech. As that's the Mida Kenegin Mida. The Shaila is Eiv, that was Shosak, as when the Eitzel was going on, he kept quiet, he didn't say anything. As on one hand, he didn't say to do bad to Klal Yisrael, but on the other hand, he didn't say not to. Why is he needn't be Yisurim? What's the Mida Kenegin Mida? Why should he get Yisurim? As the Biskurov says, why was Yiv Shasek? Because he knew that it wouldn't help. Look, Yisroi tried to make a Machai, he ran away, it didn't help. As he thought, why should I say something when it's not going to help? As Hashem was Mariloi, when a person has Yisurim, he screams. Does it help when he screams? No, doesn't help him at all. But if something hurts you, you scream. As Hashem was coming to teach Eiv, if it really bothered you that someone was doing something bad to Yisroel, even if it's not going to help, but you would scream. The Biskurov said, this is the makar, that to do, you have to scream when you see chiloinim, that the Eivron Aveira, you have to scream, it bothers you. You don't have to go out on the street and do it in front of them. Because anyway, it's not going to help. You want to scream Shabbos. You want to scream, it bothers you. Let's do it in your home. When they're not looking anyway, they're not going to help. If you're doing it, let's go scream at them. But you're not doing it to be machzeh them b'tshuva. It's not going to work anyway. They're not going to be chozeh b'tshuva. Elavos, it hurts you to see chilul Shabbos. Scream. But what do you have to go on the street for? You could scream from your house. Vinishvi, that's what the Biskurov used to say. When you see things, you should react. You shouldn't be cold. You should react to it if it bothers you. As then, the Gemara Dashin Zapasik Oy Miyichye Misumu Kel. As Amri Abshim Ben Lakish Oy Mishayichye Atzmai Mishayim Kel. As what does it mean? As Rashi says, Tup Shatim. The second shot of Rashi is Ishamachayim Umaadim Atzman Ba'ilam Hazer. Upokin Altaira Mial Tzavaran Umishamnim Es Atzman. The people, the Oisigin Tanugim, until they mamish become very fat. And it's a Prigus Altaira in all mitzvahs, because because a person's supposed to be Isaac b'Taira b'Avoida, not to spend his time being Isaac b'Madanim. But there's a nifludig hadgosh in Rashi, a very big hadgosha. It's not saying that eating madanim is a chet, and you're going to do chet. It's saying that the etzem matziv of ligging in tanugim and ligging in the dos alein is a precus oil. Zechsar b'fnei atzmai. I just have to be clear. So you're not allowed to eat. Avada, you're allowed to eat. It means when you nimshach achar hamadanim, and you overdo it, and you get too caught up in it, as then it could cause a person to come to precus oil. Like you find in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, that the reason why the Asaras HaShvatim had their Yerida was because there was a Yain Miyuchid that they used to drink, and there was a certain washing place that they used to wash in, and that Tainug, they were Nimshach Achal the Tainug, and it caused them to be Pyrik oil. And it says, even the Tana Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch, was the big Talmud of Yechon ben Zakkai. But when he went to this place, he forgot all his Torah because he was Nimshach. Hemshech of the Amid, the Gemara Dash in Zalberer says that Yechon says, Kol Mokom Sheyetnem Avayeshev Ina Leloshen Sar. Why, after it says Vayeshev, is there a Tsar? As Maral is Masbir, that a person is Nivra La'amal Batayra, La'avad Hashem. When he's going on to Yulim, he's taking it easy. As then, he's more Olol for a Matziv that he should come to Kamli Dechad. It's a similar idea. A person's here to Shtayg, to grow. And when he's not working on it, not trying to grow, not trying to Shtayg, it's not a healthy matzav for a person. Now, kimuvan, the person needs to rest. Of course he needs to rest. And it's okay. If I care over here, the resting is not a yerida. The resting is aliyah. Kedei that he should be Ovid Hashem better. It's whatever a person needs to rest, whatever a person needs to eat, and he needs for himself that he should shtayg and grow. Das is a vada nishnor, it's not a chesaron. Das is a mitzvah. It's talking about somebody who makes too much of a habit of it, gets too into it, and it causes him to lose focus of what life is really about. And the Maral says, two mishalim on that is the Chet of Shittim, the Chet of Bnei Smayav. It says that they were hoylich l'tiyul. I know what happened. They were on their Benes Manim, the Choyfish trip. Which in itself, you know, didn't have to finish off so bad, but they were off guard from what normally they would be more on guard of, and they did a couple of things that were should not have been done. And that caused them to have the Yerida G'dayla, that they came to the big Chet afterwards. And that's a limud when a person, even when he's on vacation, but he has to be shomer, he has to keep some sense of a ben Torah and a shmira on him. Like Kilo, we're being Pyrrhic all now. The Maral says that was the Pshat in the Gemara and Daf Kuv Zayin also by the Chet of Bathsheba. It says that David was Oilu Lagag and he was shooting an arrow. That's why does the Gemara say that? It means he was Oilu Lagag, he went on the roof, he was viewing, and he was shooting arrows, he was relaxing, he was doing, as being that he was in a matziv, where he wasn't working and being Ovid Hashem and Steiging, and he was just like, that's what caused that he should have the Yerida. Yeah. But Oidapam, not that you're allowed to relax, but it means, even when you're relaxing, there's a way to do it. To do it with a Shmira and to watch yourself. As L'chayra, the beer in this Yisoid, is with the Yisoid HaMafursim of the Goin in Mishlei in Perek Tesayin. And the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Arachayim Lamaila Lamaskil Lamansur Mishal Mata. And a person always has to be heading up, always trying to grow, always trying to shtayg, always trying to improve in Torah, in Midos, in Derech Eretz, always looking to grow. And if not, as then the person is Yerid Lamata, because the Yetzirah is constantly pulling a person down with Midas Rice and with other things. The person's not going to constantly try to grow, as for Shalom, he could grow down. The second pshat in Oy Miyifu Misumu Kel is Oy Le'uma Shenimsa B'Shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eisa Pidyon Labanim. Mal says it's going on Edom, that they always try to make a machitza b'mavdol between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi matl k'susa ben lovi v'leviya b'shash n'skakin zeh l'zeh. Who tries to separate a lion and a female lion when they're shash n'skakin zeh l'zeh? As it's coming to be mara on the goydul ha'ava sheyesh ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'klal yisrael. That's why it's nimshal to Indian zeh. We're together with Hashem. Like the Pesukim in Shir Shir, it's nimshal to a marriage. The nearer the time that Klal Yisrael is nimshal l'leviya, you could say is like the Mishnah in Avos, that only someone who's Gibor Kari will be able to be Zeichet Yomai Samashiach. He's constantly steiging, growing, working. So be there. Yeah, Kimuvan. Not every time are we of a means that he works a lot. He puts a lot of effort into it. Such a person that's misgaver and does the and always tries to do the right thing. Even if he falls, he's no one's perfect. But Bikaron, he really tries to do the right thing and he's Gibor Kari about it. Bez Hashem hu yiske liyos sham. Mar then brings down the Ates of Bilam, as Bilam told him, Elikim Shalelu Saini Zimahim. So if you could be marshal them Bezima, then bad things will happen to them. So we already saw from Moshe Shapiro, then he tainted that he, in Parshas Ki Tzitzi, it says the reason why Hashem was Mahapach, the Klala to a Bracha, was because Hashem loves the Yidden. As Bilam's taina was, as let's get them to be, Hashem should be Sinei. As then, the brachas will come back to Klalas, like it says before. And eventually the brachas did come back to Klalas. As you see in the Gemara over here, there's the Inyan Miyuchid with the Chet of Zima, that it's Goyer Man Hogo Shal Sina Me Hashem. The Kametzach Lizor Bezesh. We need Hashem all the time. Chas v'shalom, we don't want to be goyim matziv with it. Should be an hug of sinach chas v'chalila. The ma'isa, the znus that it's talking about is znusa megoy, which is yadua. And there's a choyim b'im yuchad because he's poigim the ispris kodesh and a goy. Megoya, avol a pashas nira that the it's a member of sinizim is going by kol's znus. There's more of a kapeda, but even Kolsmos, you see the Chaymer Shabbai. V'oid, there's another Hadgasha. The Ravada, the Iker Chaymer, is when he's Mizan and Mamish. Avogam Besharin Yone Zima, when he's Taklis, Vim Hurim, Befrat, when he looks at Znus of Goyim. That also has a Kvisir of Chaymer in it. It's also not Chas v'shalom, Sniff and Abizrayu, the Chet of Znus. As a person has to be very, very careful. Yidua from the Goyim in Safra Ditzniusa, that every steeper that was in the Torah is Nagel, the Cholder Vidar. And to every person, this is something every person has to be careful. This might have happened before the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael. It's a remez to the Dor V'Ikris of the Mashiach. Shofnei Knesset Shalanu L'Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be Nisyonis in the Zinyanim. The Kritishkach you see in the Dor. The new invention of an iPhone and other modern technology. As this is one of the big Nisyonis. Yaakov Chemayni says that Kol Mashen Yerli Yosef Yerli Klal Yisrael. Before they come to Tzion, Yosef had this Nisayin also by Yishes Poitifera. This is a Chizik Gadol if someone is nichshal, it brings sinna, as midat tovim meruba. And when a person is nizar, as it brings to anhag of hava. Mez Hashem, if we are oimed, umisgabin these in yonim, as mez Hashem, to cause that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should have a tremendous avat klal yisrael, and hag of avat klal yisrael, and bring a lot of brachas. What was the Eitz of Bilam? As one stand to make the Yidin be Mizan, it had a whole procedure. The Yidin like Klipishtan, as you should get Zoinus that are selling Klipishtan. Afterward, you should make the peel at home. You should give them wine. And after the wine was Bayabai, and then you could be Machti them. On the Gemara's Mad, Yishabai says, Man, Lai Nessa, Yayin Shal Goyim. Nearer the Gemara's Hadgosh is, you see the Chshibis of the Siyogim Shel Chazal Me'avera. That you see what happens when there's no Siyogim. As number one, you see the Chshibis of Chazal Siyogim. And number two, you see the Chshibis of personal Siyogim too, how careful we have to be. The Yetzara doesn't come to a person and say, Choy Demiyan. You see over here, it's a whole procedure. First he starts. He's going to be Isaac in Ksasin Yonim of Chet. Dugma. First, he gets them to go and be Isaac with women, to buy from them, and then wine, and then it comes to the Chet. So, in the Mishnah in Avos, the beginning of Avos, Perik Aleph, Asus Yagra Taira. Doesn't make a Advarim to be Shaima the Taira. That's what helps us be Shaima the Taira, the Siyagim, like you see over here. In the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Kedushin, that the Mishnah says, La Yomer Adam is Minay Umnis Hanashim, that a person should learn to do a umnis that has deals with, that he's going to have to deal with women, a women's doctor, and other things. Also, it says in the Mishnah, La Yomer Adam is Umnis, that puts a person in a sign with Gezel. He has to learn an umnis. Zok the Mishnah, I call from Hashem Panosa. But don't put yourself in a matzav and nisayin where you're going to have to, when you have tremendous nisayinus. The Maral in the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim V'yata Ba Lidei Havera. What's the kavan of Yidei Havera? As Maral's telling you, the Mishnah is giving you an Eitzah. You have to know this, the Yidei Havera. Pull the person into the Avera. As a person has to be careful from the Yidei Avera. I know this is Surei Avera, the ones that advertise that pull you into the Avera. The Dugma, when you go to a restaurant and they put up on the outside a picture of their best food, so what's your appetite and you want to go in and you want to eat. And so then the Avera has a way of wetting your appetite, making you want to do it. The person has to be careful not to be marking himself from all matzavim that are maybe lidechet. The Gemara was before that when it was Boyabam, the type of Tashmish, as then they told him, we'll only do it if you'll be Oivir Avodah Zarah. As they were Oivir Avodah Zarah, Mishum, they wanted to be Duarayas. It's something that you see many times, that what causes men or women to be pyrical, as Taiba says in us, when the Talmidim of the Goyin said over from the Goyin, that the Avodah Zarahs, every one of them had a mashu of Znus that was Mekusha, that pulled people into it. That's the Zahiris. It's a Limud Gadol that what really pulls people down so many times is when this Taiva takes over a person. It's Mashpia Ma'oid. It's a famous story with Reb Chaim, and he was speaking to a Bachar. One time learned in Yeshiva, and afterwards he was Pyrrhic oil. He asked the Bachar, why was he Pyrrhic oil? And he said he had Harbi Shailas Be'emunah. Reb Chaim said that your shailus and emuna, I can't answer, even though Reb Chaim was the mumchan answering shailus. He says, why? Because your shailus are really terutzim. Really, you want to be over averus. You know what happens when a person is over averus? He feels guilty. It's kedei not to feel guilty that you're over averus, as you have to be miyash of yourself. As an excuse that you should be able to do taiva. The shailas are betzim tirutzim. They're answering up your behavior. As a meila, even if I'll answer your shailas and emuna, it's not going to cause you to come back. The real reason why you're going off is because of taiva. Just you can't admit it because it looks low. It's not chubad. You feel guilty. As a meila, you cover up the shailas and emuna. That is the other sakana of these inyanim. So many people went off from watching things and starting from watching things to be Isaac in things, and it pulls them off the derech. You have to be very careful in these inyanim. Afterwards, it speaks about the Hariga of Bilam. As Bilam went to be Neitel Schar on the Eitz HaShaloi, that he was going Misa L'Klal Yisrael, but Hashem made that in Oisai HaLicha, that he went to be Makabel the money, he was killed. And this is a Limud Gadol L'Chol Adam. A person who's Eiranum Choyte V'Loi Loi, every person's Choyte, because he wants to be Marviach, he wants to gain something, he wants to gain money, he steals. He wants to gain hanas olam hazeh, he's mezaneh. He wants to feel good about himself, so he shtachs everyone around him and put them down to build themselves up. B'shetei d'lecha, that even if you get away for seconds or you get away for a little bit and you get a revach, but the einish that you're going to pay on the chet, one day you're going to be moida, it wasn't kedai. And like Bilam, here he was, he's going for the money, and when he went to get his money, he got killed. La Roischa, you're not Mavich. Over here, it was Mamish right away, even if a person does get the Schar. At the end, it's going to be very bitter to him that he took this Revach. The Shari Tshuva, in the beginning of Shari Rishon, when he speaks about the idea of Charata, he stresses this idea. He says a person that steals food, and he eats it, he goes into a fancy hotel and he eats it, wow, he never had such a good meal. If he knows Lubisayf that when they come and they ask him to pay, he's going to say he doesn't have money, so they're going to knock out all his teeth. It's not kedai. Very good, you had a good meal now, but you're not going to be able to eat for the rest of your life. So then a person would realize that the hanah of chet is so little compared to the einish he's going to pay, like kedai. So that was the lesson Chazal that Hashem was showing us with Bilam. Think you give them an etza, and you'll be halach l'itel schar. The lo taviach klom. Yeah. And you do the gemar in Gittin. That his einish didn't stop when he was killed. I mean, his einish is he's burned in Shechbas Erei Sachas for the chet that he caused. That's for those chatoyim that he caused, the netzach netzachim, he's burning for it. The Gemara says, B'tchilo, he was a Navi, who was safe. It's also a big limit for a person. When a person does a chet, he doesn't realize how much he's mafsid from his chet. The mashal of a Gemara Isha, she was an Isha Sar, and she's Mizana. And she should lose that mile of being a Sar. How many people they could have such miles? But Mishum a chet kolbu, choytachad, yavet tovid harve. Famous dog was Ruvain. Reuven was supposed to be the Melech, the Bechor. One time he got upset at his father. He did something that wasn't kefil the covet of his father. And that's it. He lost it. Even though he did tshuva afterwards. Well, like the Chofetz Chaim says, tshuva is just the washing machine. It takes away the stain of the chet, of the milas that he lost. He lost forever. As we see for Bilam, for every hano you get, you pay a price. It's not kedai. Oy, it's mashbel. The person's so low, the chet. Takes away his covet. Takes away his mahus. Afterwards, the Gemara says that they were kimu dalin misas in Bilam. As Rashi explains, how were they mekayim the dalin misas in Bilam? Shetoluhu v'tzitzu eishtachas asliva v'chotchu roishoi v'noch v'lotoich eish asliya zaynu chanek chatichas aroish hereg Shenafalar tzgila, kishenafalar, haynu sreifa. Shreik demasha, two shaylas. Koydim kol shreik demasha, that the way sreifa is not that you burn a person. The einish abezna sreifa is you put a piece of metal that's very hot into his throat. Because this isn't the sreifa. V'oid, two of the things that were done was after his kfar mace. What's it called? A Mrs. Bezdin if he's dead already. Oh. As Masha learns differently than Rashi, he learns that they did Skilin Sreifa when he was Chai, in Oifin that he wasn't Mace Mimenu. But, Kibun Shayullah Yisurin Mizeh, as the Lashon Gemara, Malikot Lekula, Malikot Lepalga, it's Kilo, they killed him halfway. It was a Gviser and Misa. The Shaila is what Pshat in Rashi. As Nira Lahazba Rashi, Api the Gemara in Ksubis Taf Lamed, that the Gemara says, Shemiyam Jenis Batal Sanhedrin, Apo Pi, Shemezin Loinais and Dalin Mises, Mezin doesn't give any war Dalin Mises, because there's no Bezin anymore, there's no Sanhedrin, Avadin Jalan Miskayim. La dogma, Mishnes Chayiv Skila, she's noifu min hagag. We have by Zevel, Eishesachov, that she was goyim kol kacha me'avodah zarah, and her einish was she was thrown off the top of a migdal. That's how she was killed, Eichayah Darsosai, yet to its Chayiv came and ate her up. Mishnes Chayiv Sreifa, Einofu Bedleika, this eris of the snake feels like a person's getting burned. Mishnes Chayiv Hereg, as they kill him on Yidei chopping off his rosh. Mishnes Chayiv Chanek, Tavei Benar, or Meis Besar Nuche. Nuche is a disease that causes the person to choke to death. Vavur, and Gam if he's Meis, Me'en Amisa Shel Bezdin. Even though it's not Meduyik, the same Mises Bezdin. Afilu Hachi, that's called the Kiyam of Mises Bezdin. As Koidim Kol, it answers the Shaila from Sreifa. Aye, it's not the same way. You see Klar in the Gemara that Mishnah Eskai of Sreifa is Neifel Bedleika. It was Meskai in the Neifel Bedleika, it's Me'en the Yosef Misa. Venera, it answers the other Shaila of the Marsha also. That even though it was after Misa, but being that it's Me'en Oisei Oynish, Afilu Achi, it's still called the Kim of Oisei Oynish. As then the Gemara says that Lo Yechsu Yimeim, that Bilam didn't make it to 35. He's only 33. When he was nifter. The lush in the pansik is anshidamam that caused misa. It's koidim kol, he was out to chas v'shalom do terrible things. cause a lot of misa. Void, he caused 24,000 to be killed. Because what was his einish for all this dam that he wanted to be? Shofach? He was nanish that he was killed. Chazal, and the Sefer Amid Darshan this, and Doig Vachitoy for Gam came. Vagam Lehem, you could say Doig was caused, Doig killed Noivir Akoinim, Achitoyful helped Absalom to rebel, which caused a lot of people in Klal Yisrael to be get killed. He made a backed up a Melchama. Of in the Mishnah, obvious in Perik Hey, Mishnah Chav Gimel, the Mishnah says a Chiddush. Mishnah Darshan is there. Al Kol Mishalai Min Mibilam Hamidas Ara Shalai. I know he had Kina, Taiva, and Gaiva. But whoever has these three Midas Rais, he also is Nichlal in this Pasuk of Vizyari Lashal Layachsi Mayam. As you see, at Kama, you have to be careful for Midas Rais. You can mamish be ma'avid achele gadol mechaim. A person won't live a long life. Ba'oidim chaim nitzriim, it says, is yoyed l'shal. And the Himshech of the Gemara, where it says, by doyeg, the gimel malachi chavala that came, one of them burnt him, and one of them spread out his ashes. Nishposhet. Mifrat, you see that what caused Doeg to be Chag was that he was Mekana David, which is Ayin Hara, this Mamish the Mishnah. Nachi Toifu was Chayta also, because he had Kina from David. What was the Shairish of their Kina? Their Gaiva, because they thought that because of their Milas and their Gvaldige Chachma, as they deserved the Kavin more than David. Nach Koyrach. He also thought he deserves it more than Aaron. What did they try to do? They tried to take away the covet from David. They did what they could to go against him. The mice of him came to cause David to lose their covet. Not that David didn't lose any of his covet. As they didn't get accused of David's covet. But what happened is even the covet that was Amurla Liyeslam, they also lost. Now the Netzach Netzachim, who's going to base Medrash Lugnayla, Dairi Dairis? Dairi Vayim. How much a person has to be Shaymer on his Midas and be careful. Nishposhet. Then Chazal, go on Doig Vachi Teufel. Doeg Vachi Teufel are different than Bilam. Bilam was a Navi. He was a Rasha. He wasn't an Abdargis and different things. I'm a Doeg Vachi Teufel. I read the Dag in Teufel was Nifla B'yais. The Doeg was the Reish Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael. So Galdus B'teira. Chazal Darshim on them the Pasuk Ayei Sefer. Ayei Migdol. It's Chazal Gashin's that the Goydel Majigos and Betayer Shebiksav, they became called Oisya Shebetayer Shebiksav, they knew all the Chseiris, all the Chseiris. Godel Koycham Betayer Shebapeh, and many Shailas and Piske Halachas on a Mishnah in Oilos, which you do Oilos is very hard, and it was a very hard Mishnah. But feel lucky that Kol Kachavei to talk about it, to hold in it. The Pasuk is Metame, what happened to them? How could it be a Yisofer, Yimigdol? What happened to them with all this Torah? How could they have had such a Yerida from their Mandrega? It's Nira, that in the beginning of the Pasuk, it tells us what the Shayrish of their downfall is. In the beginning of the Pasuk is, Libcha Yaga Ema, a person's lave, should always be full with Yiras Hashem. Aye Seifer, Aye Shoikel, Aye Seifer, Esamigdalim. I know the race, they had such a tremendous dargin Torah, but they didn't have that darga in Yira. The Yira's chet wasn't the way it should be. That's the reason why they weren't matzliach. So some first in the Amshar Ligamara that they will lay Salgishmait, they leave the hill so wide, they say, Shayin Hashem li Reyav. Or that they had a son in Yir Shamayim. As near up, there's two Hadgoshes in the son Shalem in Yir Shamayim, Kodim Kalei Wachota. Chedachat Shem Boi Chedik Lailam Haba, as Bechol Chet is the son of Yir Shamayim. Of a Nira, in their case, there was a miyuchadika chsarn in Yerushalayim. Because what was their Aveira? They wanted to take away the covet of David and bring the covet to them, b'derech shalchet. And it's a bigger chsarn in Yerushalayim. Somebody who believes as a Vuna that everything is a biyad Hashem, you can't change anything that Hashem said. What are you doing? Ishtadlis b'issa, living with revach. The person has Yerushalayim knows Hashem runs the world. Hashem wants something different. What, are you going to change the world with Avedis? As number one, it's a chsaron Yerushalayim to do chet. And number two, the whole mahus, the whole way of coming. Because they're going to be choyte, they're going to change things and make it better for themselves. Thus, Alein is of such a chsaron of Yerushalayim. Sai mitzad the meisa chet, sai mitzad the trailers they wanted to cause a yedei the chet. Filu hochi, as you see, the chsaron in Yiras Hashem. The Hemshik of the Gemara, as the Gemara brings, that Rava answered, Rabusa Lamevi Boyi. What? It's Rabusa Lamevi Boyi. Okay, we see that Mishnei Derbi Hude, everyone's learning Nezikin. That's why were they learning Nezikin? As the Yad Rama says, that they had a lot of Shailas when Yanu Melo. Here you see that the Seder Alima that has Ketima is the Seder which is Nagel Lachla Maisa. So they had to learn the Zakin. The Be'er Sheva wants to be Masber with two Gemaras that you find in the Mile of Lima Nizakim. Number one, the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed. It causes a person to be a Chosid because he's Makbid on the Zik and he's Makbid on Bidan Lachaveira. He's not Mazik, his friend. Void the Gemara and Baba Basa Daf Kuf Samed Hey Shegarim Lishachim. It's Garim Chachma. As a real, that's why they were Isaac Baker in Nezikin. You do it from Rabbanan that they can yeshivas the Kfiyas of the Machsa was in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basa. Yeah, they learned other mistakes were Kilu the Agava, but those were the Iker. Vidasha Rava, as in the Dar of Yehuda, they make Isaac ben Izakin. Mashenkin in the Dar of Rava, not only were they Isaac in other starim, they had Yud Gimel Yeshiva, Samasach to Uchsen, learned it up mamish with the Aymek. Afiluvachi, Kishir Yehuda took office now, it was Yerid Geshem. Right away, even before he davened, he just took off his now, which is the achana. V'dal shalrava, nemispaldim v'tzayikim v'lo yered. As you see, the hevdal agadol, mashkachas Hashem, unto adairis. L'chayra, freksach rava, why is it that way? Hare, we know more taira than them. As if we know more taira than them, we should get more hashkacha. As Rabbi says, "Bezeh with the pasuk Hashem Yira Lelevav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boyin." One of the very famous old Gemaras are known, but this is a Yeduah Gemara. Achmana Liba Boyin. This is the Gemara. As Kodim Kol, what's the Pasuk talking about? The Pasuk is talking about that Shmuel knew that there was supposed to be a Ben of Yishai, he would be a Melech. As he went, he saw Adoniyahu, he thought for sure that this one is right to be a Melech. And Hashem Amalai Laham Lechis David, no, Adoniyahu is not the one. It should be David. If he wanted to make David's older brother into a melech, as vice to chayis, he wasn't a simple yid. Vice to chayis, he was ganz fine, ganz chashiv. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Al tistaklu b'kamasa." He looked big, he looked strong, and he had shivis. Because the ikar of the person is the lev of a person. Why was he nimus for Melech? Because he was kayas. As kas is a chet in the leiv. As a Melech wears the mid of kas, it's not so good. A manik to have a mid of kas. It could come out terrible, terrible things. As the Meis looks like he's learning, he knows how to learn, he's tall, he's handsome, he looks, what a manik. You have to know the leiv. What's the leiv of the person? Near it, this is a tshuva bidiyuk for Daig Vachi Teufel too. They were niskane begado shel David because they couldn't understand. They learned so much. They felt they knew more than David, as they deserve more cover than David. But they didn't realize that Zayd of Atzlach of David was not only his mile in learning, which was also very big, but the lave of David was kol kach nimzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachmon Aliba boy, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. There's a limud, many people, such achmas nefesh, they're a maggid shir, someone else is a maggid shir. The other maggid shir has more people than him and they can't understand it. It's better bachrim than them. I, the other person, is not as smart as him, doesn't give as good shmak as a shir as him. Yeah. Komine dvarim. We only look at the outside. We can never judge the inside. Rachman aliba boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the pnim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many cheshbonos. Yeah. So as we should learn from Daig Vachi Teufel, not to make their mistakes. And then Hechman dvarim begin where their mistakes brought them. Zalpize, Rashi is Mazbe the Gemara in the beginning of the Amid, more towards the middle, that Matisa Brisi Olai Picha, and Hashem said to Daig that my bris, my Torah is Olai Picha, Shatarasa Shal Daig is Misafu Luchotz. Zalk Rashi, what does it mean? That it's Loi Nechna's Leiv, his Torah is on his mouth, is on his head, but not in his leiv. As we see over here in the Rice, the Nifladiki Yediyah said Taira, but it didn't penetrate the leaf. So over here the Gemara is a little bit sasim why it didn't penetrate the leaf. And the Gemara in Chagiga, and Daftes Vavam Rebez, there's a suffer to the Gemara over here. Over there the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda was Boicha, when he saw the goddess Betaira of these Anashim, and dying in the Mishnah, Shein Lem Chedek Lailam Haba, it's Mafchid. By these people that they knew so much Torah, we have to be worried. Shmuel said to them, Tina Haisa Belibam. Now she says, Tina means Chet. That's Mamish Al Derech, the Gemara over here. But the Gemara over there has another Knech. What's the reason why Torah didn't go into the lave? Because they were choite in the leiv shalahem. Which chet did they have in the leiv shalahem? Near it's the midas rice. Midas are in the leiv. And every midas ra is a chet. A chilek min yoni ha-toira, bikin yoni ha-toira in Avos Perek Vav, is midas toivais. as in order for the lev to be a kli kibul for the Torah, a lev toiv is a kli kibul for Torah, because Torah is lekach toiv. To show you in a makom that's toiv. A lev that's mali midas rois that has a virus is in a roi le Torah. Svarim say the Torah starts with the praise of Bereishis and ends with the word Yisrael, which ends with a lamed keneged lev. That the ikar of Torah is to be koswal luach libecha, to be nichnas into the lev of a person. Abetz leyem, it was rak b'moyach, it was rak b'peh. It wasn't nichnas into the lev. Pashas nitzavim, it's famous. It says, karv alech adovim o'id, and the Gemara in Erevin daf nun dalet, says it's going on Torah, like Rashi ala Torah says, like the Gemara in Erevin. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Karev alecha adavim oid bepicha ubelvavcha lasaisai. The tachlis of Torah is to bring it belvavcha lasaisai. To bring it in the lave, and if you bring it in the lave, as then it comes lamaisa. If the Torah stays in the mayach, it doesn't penetrate the lave, as then it's not lasaisai. That's in the Maharal who speaks out that the shame of Torah is al shame ha'ira, not al shame the chokhma shabai. It's coming to lametcha, the ikar of the Torah is la soisoi. That you need the Torah to penetrate the lev kedei to bring it la soisoi. As that's one hesber in the Gemara. Another hesber in the Gemara, you could be mazbe the Gemara, al pi Gemara in Yuma, on the Fayin base, on the base. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yenishin was Dairish Apasik, and Mishle, Lamazem, Echir, Biyad, Ksil, Liknas, Chachma, Belev, Ayin. That's why you're selling something precious, Chachma, to a Ksil. Belev, Ayin. He doesn't have a lev. As what does it mean, he doesn't have a lev? As Zokrib Yenishin, it means he doesn't have a Yira. As before in the Gemara, Chiddush, that the Ike Indian of the Lev is Yira Shamayim. So he's Medayik of Sadik. Zidkas HaSadik, Ois Kuf Lamed Gimel. Rav Nosson Vachvogel brought a similar Diyak in the Tefillah of Nishmas. We say every Aver what it's supposed to do. We say Kol Vavcha Yira Ucha. The pool of Lev is Yira. The fee is there. You could say Nochaknich. You could say that which it was Chasalam the Lave means it was Chasalam Yerushamayim. Like we Medayik the Pasik, that the Ika problem was Lipcha Yega Ema, they were Chasar and Yira. Like the Mara says, Soyd Hashem Lireyav, that they were missing in the Soyd Hashem because they didn't have Yireyav. If he's there, you could say a very nice Lashitasai. You could say Rav is Lashitasai, that Rav holds in Brachas and Daf Yed Zayin, that the Tachlis of Chachma is Tshuva Umaisim Taivim. Where do you know it? It's learned out from the Pasuk, Gracious Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Tachlis of Chochmah is to come to Yiras Hashem. What is Yiras Hashem? Means Tshuva Maisim Taifim, to make sure you're always doing the right thing. Rav Lashitasa is saying that what are you being respoiled from the Chochmah? Are Kol HaChochmah has a Tachlis. They weren't Makayim, that Tachlis. It's like the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Torah is like a shar. To be mikonis to Yira. Says Yira is a shah to Torah, and Torah is a shah to Yira. As the tachlis of the Torah is to come to Yira, is to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Hegeshim of Yira, of Abba. That's our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the taina, that even though Daig Vachi Teufel, there's such yiddiyas at Torah, Nifladika Claras, Lumdisha Hakiris, Rahmana Liba Bai. Bedaimil is there, you have in the Gemara and Yuman, Daftes. Gemara says that in the second base Amigdash, that they were Isaac, Betaira, and Chesed. Why was Hashem Choyrevit? They didn't do like the first base Amigdash, the other Averis. Azag the Gemara, because they did a Chet of Sinas Chinam. Azag the Goyim, the Chet of Sinas Chinam is Lev, Rachman Aliba Boy. That's the Midas Rice and the Lev. It's Be'emes, that's what we're here to be Masakin. That's what the Tachlis of Taira is, the Lev. To be Makadish the Lev, to be Meraimim the Lev. But it needs a Kli Kibble. The Lev has to be a Kli Kibble for the Taira. The lave is only a Kli Kibble for the Taira when the lave is right. There's one more Gemara, B'daimel is there, the difference between the Dairus HaRishayim, Shes Rachash Lahem Nisa, and Dairus HaChreinim, Shalayis Rachash Lahem Nisa, the Gemara Rachas Tav Chaf. It says, because Dairus HaRishayim, Wamasu Nafshayu Al Kedushas Hashem, when they saw an Avera, they were Moise Nefesh to stop it. And Darius Achreinim are not Moise Nafshayu or Kedushas Hashem. Spidapam, it's the same Knech, the Lev. The mysterious Nefesh is when B'chol Nafshecha, B'haftes Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Nafshecha. As it comes from Hergeshi HaLev of Ava, you're moving to give over Kol Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midah and Moidedes is not the Godless and Chochmas and Torah. The Midah and Moidedes is the Godless and Lev. One more Gemara, I'm talking about Chochmas and Torah like the other Gemaras, but it brings out the difference in Darius Rishayim and Darius Achreinim, the Gemara and Brachas Taf Lamed Hamid Beis. Gemara says the Dairus HaRishayim were us and Tairos HaIkar v'malacht and Arai, and Dairus HaChreinim the us and malacht HaIkar v'Tairos and Arai. Oida Pam, Shad is what's choshev to you, what's important to you in your life. If you had to put everything on a scale and you had to weigh it, what's going to weigh more by you? What's the Ikar, what's the Tafel, what's choshev, what's not choshev? Yatzloch and Limo, das is wow, that's choshev. Yatzlocha and Midas and Avodas Hashem. The rest, the panasa, and the rest is like, okay, this is a tafel. Or not, the shal is in the lave. The lave is, the sherish of lave is the covet. That's the ikar of the lave, what it's mechabed. That's the difference in Dairus Rishayim and Dairus Achrayim. This is a big limud lidi done. What we need to be meschazik in is building our lev, because achmana liba bayi. It's a big limud lidi done where our chizuk should be, what we have to put our kriches in, what we have to grow in. Yaza, we should be meschazik in our lev, to be kuloi l'Hashem. Emes alev ta kodesh baruch hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see the Av in our lev, the Yira in our lev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yira the lev of. And it'll be Moir Hashem to come back to us and reconnect us. Because when we really want the Kesher, we really call out to Hashem, the lev shalem. And we're willing to change our lives and grow to bring that Kesher to Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.